This is Take Care, a conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Catherine Loper.
And I'm Jason Smith. Today we're exploring body image, aging, and in some ways our ability to accept ourselves. Next up, we take a look at another part of aging that many of us may look forward to, retirement.
What we mean to say is unretirement, because apparently not everyone is so committed to spending their 70s, 80s, or even 90s taking it easy. We came across an article in the New York Times about this phenomenon, and it immediately piqued our interest. It seems that some older adults are doing their best to reimagine retirement in a way that works for them. Nicole Mastis is an economist at Harvard Medical School. She's been studying this very trend for some time and shared her findings with us. You may be surprised to know that most people don't come out of retirement for financial reasons. Thanks for joining us today, Nicole.
Hi there.
So you conducted a study in 2010 about something that's being called unretirement. Can you tell us what that is and how many people are doing this thing?
So unretirement is this idea that somebody would retire, that is, exit from the labor force or maybe even just transition to a part-time job, but then at a later point in time, go back to work. It's increasingly common, so depending upon how we measure it, somewhere between 25% and 40% of people unretire at some point after retiring. It is a big number, and in fact, our most recent data from the American Working Conditions Survey in 2015 finds that 39% of workers who are older, ages 65 to 71, say they've previously retired.
So what factors into people's decisions to return to work after they've retired?
There are potentially any number of reasons, but unretirement is kind of unique in its ability to solve this problem. And this is that, you know, I want to do something different than what I have been doing. So for some people, it's a way to transition to a different type of career or to change into something that better meets my needs. And this could be better hours, a better type of job. Unretirement allows you to do that. You leave what you've been doing and then you transition into something else.
And younger workers work to live. They have to pay, you know, their bills and that sort of thing. But are older workers doing it for financial reasons or for other reasons?
Well, originally, I got interested in this idea of unretirement because we worried that people were unretiring because something about retirement had gone terribly wrong. They had met unexpected bills, health problems, you name it. And what I found was actually the opposite. For most people, unretirement was an intentional choice. In fact, they had intended all along to retire and then move into something else. So for many people, they might indeed value the income and perhaps even need the income, but it becomes part of more of a strategy, if you will, by which people will continue working and kind of gradually leave the workforce.
Some people are now even planning to retire and then return to work, or as you mentioned, just partially retire. But you've also identified something else, a sort of a subgroup, you call it, that go through this burnout and then recovery. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so some people are in employment situations that don't meet their needs in some way. And one example is being in a job where you want that promotion, but you're not getting it. You want better hours, or you have a tremendous amount of job stress, and that job stress is really affecting your kind of well-being at work and maybe even your health. And this is this idea of burnout, that this stress or this discomfort rises and rises and rises to the point where someone says, I just can't do this anymore, but I'm not ready to stop working altogether. And so that's what unretirement can do for somebody in that kind of position, is it gives them a chance to stop what they're doing, recover, and then maybe flow back into the workforce in a better situation than before.
Do you find that some people who've retired find simply that retirement is just less satisfying than they were thinking it would be?
Yes, that was in fact the only thing that was surprising to people about retirement. So as I mentioned before, we were worried that people were surprised by bills or medical problems. The only thing they were surprised about was the fact that they didn't like retirement as much as they thought they would.
We just spoke with an author about midlife who said having a purpose in life is important to get through sort of that malaise that midlife can bring. Do you find that having a purpose in life is important in retirement too?
Well, we didn't look at exactly that. What you do find in the literature is this concept of meaningful work. And this is the idea that people often want to be doing things. They want to be spending their time. They want to be doing work that they find meaningful in some way. Now, in ongoing work, we're looking at this idea of meaningful work and asking, well, how much do people really care about having meaningful work? I think in general, the idea that people find purpose or meaning in their work is very important to our well-being at work, to our mental health, and, you know, to this idea that when your work is harmful to your health in some way, that's not a great situation. But among people who find purpose and meaning in work, the chances are this work is actually more beneficial to their health.
So with many Americans living longer and this knowledge about unretirement that you and others have gathered, how do you think people should plan differently for those retirement years?
One question people often have is, do I dare leave my job? Will I find another one? And more people have looked at this and said, yes, you will. Many people do. The idea, again, is one of how happy am I in my current work situation, and is there a better situation that I could reasonably achieve? I think when that's kind of the frame of mind around unretirement, it becomes part of a new way of planning your later years. It is possible. Many people have successfully navigated this transition in a way that suggests this really is more than just something a few people have managed to achieve and actually part of a strategy.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today and explaining this, Nicole. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.